forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat
and Pat.
Hey, it's Kat
and Pitch.
And this is a bitch. And this is Secret
Treatment.
We're back at the studio with a riveting story of love and loss from Morgan Miller. Morgan, take it away. So the day after your therapist says, go to some time together, you get a call from, or what happens?
She comes over and...
At this point, were you spending every night together?
Pretty much, yeah. I would say 5 to 6 nights.
Yeah.
I'm picturing you in like a Dave and Buster's hat being like, ready to go.
No.
You have like tokens. I'm ready to go.
Big straw.
So she came over and she said, I can't do this anymore. And I said,
sorry, I can't. Don't hate me. Sex in the City.
Post it.
I said, I can't do this anymore. She said, I can't do this anymore. I was like, oh, okay, what's happening?
Yeah, what the fuck?
The therapist just said this was not supposed to happen. We were supposed to talk about nothing serious. And she was like, I just realized I can't do this. I can't take care of myself and be in this relationship at the same time.
Oh.
And I was like, please let me love you through this. And she was like having just a really hard time like being herself. And I think she was going through a lot like personally that I wanted to fix in a very codependent and like negative way. And having some perspective from it, I realized that, like, yeah, that breakup absolutely needed to happen. It had to have happened. And it's kind of a blessing that we didn't move in together, but it had to have happened because if we had moved in together or whatever, this would have blown up just like it did. So she does that. I'm like, can we not?
Yeah.
I was like, can we schedule an immediate couples therapy session?
You go,
immediately. Let's not do this here.
Yeah. You go, can we not and say we did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Opposite day vibes.
Yeah. I was like, let's not do this and let's call our couples therapist and like emergency schedule. And she's like, okay, I can do that. Emergency schedule happens. She has regular therapy right before couples. Her regular therapist, I will say, loved me a lot.
Really?
Was very pro.
Yeah.
Was very pro Morgan.
You so got anytime, it all, girl.
Anytime she left her personal therapy, she was like, hey, I like you a lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the best. So I was like, this is going to be good. She's going to go to her her therapist. She's going to figure it out. And then we're going to get couples. It's going to be great. So then I see her immediately. I know it's done. She's going to end it. I just could feel the energy. I could feel her. And I just was like, fuck. So we went in and she, you know, she broke up with me.
In regular therapy?
In couples.
Oh, in couples.
What did the couples therapist do?
So she was floored, which was very crazy. The couples
therapist. How was she floored?
Like, wow, because she had told us the assignment was to chill, and she thought we'd done a lot of progress and got to a really great place. And she even said, like, during the session, she was like, I'm not supposed to say this, but... like, I feel like I kind of failed you guys, and I'm really sorry. Because I feel like I just kind of failed you guys. And we were like, no, it's not you. It's not you, whatever. And
just like, don't put that on
your house.
She was, you know, hysterical and crying. And I was crying, and it was really hard. And,
oh, I'm like in pain listening to this.
Yeah. And so we left. And we were like, okay, I guess this is it. And we like kind of split up, and then we didn't talk at all. And then I forget how it happened, but we were like, can we have a final couples therapy session that is like a closure session? Can we do that? And she said yes. And so we had a final couples therapy closure session where like we gave each other our stuff. She wrote me a really beautiful letter. We were able to say the things we needed to say. I had realized that like there was part of my head, you know, you have these fantasies in my head that she's just moved on immediately and she doesn't give a fuck. And the reason she's not contacting me is because she doesn't care. And she's just like being, you know, fucking drunk Kylie for Halloween or whatever it is.
Was there any part of you that was like, maybe we'll go into this and like maybe we'll not end it?
Yes. 100%. 100%. Yeah. So we go in you know, we kind of have a closure session. It's beautiful. It's tragic. It's painful. It's respectful. It is the most adult way to end a relationship. I have the utmost gratitude for that. It was heartbreaking and crushing and the single most hard thing I've ever had to do in my life. And I didn't choose it. And she did.
Yeah.
And I was willing to, and this is what our couple service said, was like, this is a road that you guys came to, and Morgan wanted to keep working on it. Felt like she couldn't. So yeah, so it's very sad it ends, and we kind of are like, where do we go from here? And we made the conscious decision that we would text each other only on holidays and birthdays, because a lot of those were coming up. This is happened. This was in October, end of October.
Oh, bad time.
And my birthday is the 6th of December. Hers is in January. So it was like, so then we texted on most holidays, but then Christmas and New Year's we didn't, and then I did on her birthday, and then that was it. That was the final text, and that was it.
Uh-huh. But so, you ran into her recently.
So last week.
Oh my God. So when did you start feeling like there's a light at the end of the tunnel?
At about 3 months.
Yeah.
I would say. Yeah, I was a mess. For about 2 months, I couldn't perform. I couldn't eat. Oh. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't fuck. All I wanted to do was like fuck it away.
Yeah. You know? So that's my impulse.
Yeah, that's my impulse. And I just like the thought of hooking up with another girl repulsed me to the point of like, I can't even think about other women. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I hate my job. I hate everything. My stable thing in the world is gone. Like it crushed me. It brought me to my knees. I almost relapsed. I almost checked myself into a psychiatric ward. This is true. I visited a psych ward and was like, should I go in here with my mom in Denver? And I was like, I can't go in here. Yeah. And instead I went to China for 5 days. So
the
there
way
were only
China
two options.
A psych ward. Just there you go. Should we take that out?
I don't know. I can't keep up with you. You come to LA, you lose your damn mind.
I know.
All right.
So anyways, went to China, kind of found myself, realized I could be an independent person and I didn't need someone. Also, I needed to be single. I haven't been single in 8 years. So I was like, this is it. This is the girl that finally brought me to my knees to a place where I have to be single.
Yeah.
And so I was like, great, I have to be single and I have to lean into like the areas of my life that are healthy and that will help me through this and that will make sure that I don't go clinically insane or do things like hurt myself with drugs and alcohol. And so I did that and I got through it somehow.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. I was very close to both of those things and it didn't happen. Some higher power shit.
That's right, baby.
And yeah, so then it was about 3 months where I was like, I could finally breathe and not cry every day. So, so then I was like, okay, her birthday happened and I was like, I don't know if we're ever going to talk again. I have no idea. And it crushed me. I just was like, this is the worst thing. I'm never going to date again. I'm never going to be vulnerable again.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My life is over. Yeah, I'm going to go on this podcast and seek treatment and really hope that they'll give me some treatment.
Honey, you're giving us the treatment right now.
I got my prescription pad out.
You're dropping the wisdom towards us.
I'm just grabbing David Mosters.
It's insane.
What's wrong
he
with
just,
me?
He just did the uncopyable joke.
Yeah, we have an uncopyable joke where it's visual. We do that and it's a joke.
Isn't that so fucking funny,
Honestly,
Morgan Miller?
Really fucking funny.
We do it whenever we say a sentence.
Okay, there it is.
Wow.
One time I was someone tried to started explaining it on the podcast and we're like, you have to stop.
Oh my God.
Okay, so
cut to now. I'm doing better. I'm feeling creatively more sparked. I'm making a podcast about solely being broken up with.
Plug it, bitch.
Called Famously Dumped. Thank you very much. Fun. A podcast solely about being broken up with.
Called Dumped?
Famously Dumped.
Famously Dumped.
Uh-huh. And so that's on the works. So I was creatively sparked. I'm like trying to use this to like help other people because I know people have been through this kind of heartbreak. And
well, also like you said, how it's like forcing you to be single. Because also it's like when I first met you, like we were both kind of just coming out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And
you truly
were with someone.
Yeah.
From then till then. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think like, which is like, it's a big change to.
Yeah.
To. Not have like your alone time for.
Oh yeah, I had to relearn how to live.
Yeah,
I had a friend who was like, "You have to
You've been
get
so
more
many
friends.
Changes.
You also have to figure out what your hobbies are And you have to like learn to love yourself. And yeah. one of the things my friend said was like, you should start to masturbate because that will help you love yourself. And I still really? Haven't been able to.
I love me. Can love myself. I don't need anybody else.
Oh, accidental harm.
There it is. Harm. So yeah. So anyways, that happened. And I kind of had gone. I've gone no social media. I don't check her social media. Wow. She isn't. I don't know what she does. But
good. It's not worth it.
I mean, I've just had the strength to be like no social media, no contact. Like this
yeah, because you
this,
know
this,
how
this.
Shitty it's gonna be.
It's gonna be awful.
Yeah. Mm.
So where I'm like, it's like out of mind or like out of sight, slowly going out of mind, and I'm finally at a place where I'm like, okay,
it's amazing.
Slowly, and then I run into her.
Where?
The Abbey.
What's that?
A lesbian
bar.
It's a lesbian.
It's a lesbian.
It's a bar that has lesbian night on Wednesdays.
So you walk into a bar.
Walk into a bar.
You see her.
Turn to my left. There she is.
All oh, the gin joints. I just got full body chills.
All the gin joints vibes.
She waves. I wave. I say, maybe this is just a wave situation.
Yeah.
She gets up to come talk to me.
Oh my God.
I'm like, hi. She's like, hey. I was like, we're both shaking.
Yeah, visibly.
She's like, I'm shaking. I was like, yeah, I don't feel good. She's like, yeah, I could throw up. Like, I feel this is really crazy. And I was like, yeah, this is hard. And she said, do you want to get lunch or something? And I said, you know, I'd have to ask my therapist and a lot of people if that would be okay.
Yeah. yeah.
And also I think we might need to check our motives on what that would feel like. Right. And, she was like, okay, yeah, no, I think you're right. And then I was like, you know, I was like, how are you? She's like, I'm in a lot of pain. I'm working through a lot of stuff. She's like, how are you? I'm like, not awesome, but I'm working through stuff. And then she, I don't know if where she should cut this out or not, but she just started crying, straight up crying, and then left. She was like, I can't do this right now. And I was like, okay. She left. She was crying. We can also, I don't know if we should take this out either, but she was wearing... the hat we bought in Mexico together, the shoes my mom got her, the jacket that we bought together in Cambria. And then those are all things where I'm like, okay, maybe she just likes the style, like whatever. But yeah. she was wearing this necklace that my mom gave her that I have a matching one to. And she was wearing that necklace. And yeah. I was like, okay, try not to read into all of this.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But, and she like didn't look like she was ready to like go out and like catch girls. You know, she just looked like she was there with her friends. Uh-huh. And so it was like, it was really not nice. I didn't like it. I didn't feel good leaving it. Everyone's like, didn't it make you feel better that she's like kind of in the same place you are? I'm like, no, I want nothing but happiness for her. Yeah. I love her very much. I'm still in love with her. That was what really crushed me. Was yeah. like, it was out of sight, out of mind slowly. And when I saw her, I was like, oh, I'm still in love with her.
Yeah.
Fuck. And I was like, please, can you just get it together a little bit so we can talk about getting back together? So, yeah. So that happened like a week ago.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And wow.
But yeah. And no contact sense. But, you know, as people have said, like you made rules in couples therapy and those are boundaries you set. And I think she's respecting them. And that's actually the ultimate respect you can give. Whereas like my head is spinning being like, why isn't she contacting me? Why doesn't she follow up on lunch? Why isn't she like, I'm sorry I ran away crying, you know? But then I'm also like, why am I not saying, hey, are you okay? Because we're codependent. We don't need to not. That's not what we do anymore.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I know I shouldn't say this, but I just really want y'all to get back together.
I know, right?
Oh my God.
Most people do. I think. I don't know. I think, but here's the thing. Looking back, I'm like, as I told you, I think it had to happen. I've grown immensely.
Uh-huh.
I am a much more independent, much more like self-loving version of me. I thought I didn't need validation from my significant other. I was like, I don't really need it. It's great, but I don't need it. But the second I was ripped away, I was like, oh, I have no self-validation.
Uh-huh.
I got to figure out what that fucking looks like.
Yeah.
And today I'm like, oh yeah, I like myself for A, B, and C and like had to figure out hobbies and like get new friends and like basically rebuild my life as like a single person in Los Angeles when I didn't know anybody that well. And like just sort of like fell into like a lot of help, and I got a lot of help from a lot of people, and they helped me through it, and like are helping me stay through it, even though it's so hard. Like yesterday, it just sucks. Yesterday, I was all day depressed and sad about this girl, all day. And some days I'm like, no,
yeah,
and I can date, and I went on a date, and I'm on a couple dates, in there. But like,
what's that like?
It'll snap back, and I'll just be like, wow, I miss this person.
If you met someone right now that you're like, oh, I really like you. For whatever reason, would you be like, I want to be alone, or would you be like, let's try it?
Well, I kind of have that situation right now.
No, I know. Morgan.
With what?
It's like she cannot stay away.
Wait, what happened?
I was saying, like, say you met someone that you really clicked with and it seemed like it had legs, and it was like, would you be like, okay, let's see where this goes? Or it'd be like, you know what, I'm going to be by myself for a while. What do you think you're going to do? You don't have to say it on
You like someone right now?
You don't have to.
Yeah, right. I mean,
can you say, was that on air that you were talking about the open relationship stuff?
Yeah, so that never worked out, but that was some hot.
What was that like?
That was good, some sex? Oh, God. We didn't even have sex. She was a hot bass player who played for, like, very hot. Very hot. Very weirdly looked identical to my ex.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, like identical.
That's painful.
Very weird and painful. But I like smoothly got her number at a party somehow. And then we went out and she was like, I'm married to a man. She's Australian. She was like,
oh, it's hot.
It's kind of a green card thing, but actually, you know, I love him and we are going to like spend the rest of our lives together and like okay, that's have
not
kids.
That's not a green card thing.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, cool. So where do I fit in? Like, what is my deal?
Yeah. She's like, we would love you to be the godmother.
Yeah.
I mean, you do get married. We want you to be a huge part of the day.
Yeah. Well, I'm just like, she's like, I only date women. I'm like, because you're okay, babe.
Yeah.
But I thought she was super cute and we didn't hook up the first night, but we did kiss. And then she wanted to go out another time and we went out and I was so off put by her in general.
Oh, interesting.
I think she was like, musicians aren't very interesting people. you're like, what's the most interesting thing about you? And they're like, that I'm a musician. And
they're
like,
I can do this. They're like, I could do this chord.
Yeah. I play two like, instruments. It's like, okay, what else?
They're like, well, let's just say.
Do you juggle? Because I juggle.
I know about G-flat.
You?
I know about G-flat.
Where were we when you told that kidnapping story?
What?
Weren't you kidnapped?
Oh yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
There's like a blank. There must be a time that we hung out that I like literally can't place because I know all this stuff about you. And I'm like, when did you tell me?
Maybe you're the kidnapper, bitch.
You know what? We were on set for that awful video one day. Remember that?
Oh yes, UCB. Yes. Yeah, I remember that. Terrible.
Terribly. And then they're like, here's 50 cents for 7 hours of your time.
Yep.
Yeah, don't edit it out. I don't give a shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So anyway, so that felt shitty and I was like, this doesn't feel good. And I've like hooked up with another girl. That didn't feel good. Uh-huh. None of it feels good.
God.
It's just one of those things that's time.
It's very much time.
Yeah.
And it is this thing where if I met a girl that I was into, my head is very torn between like, I probably should give myself more time to be single. But
totally.
I like this chick and she's super cool. So it's like, it's hard.
Totally.
And also like, I mean, if we're being just fucking honest on this goddamn Seek Treatment podcast,
baby.
I fucking still want to get back together with this girl.
Of course
so
you do.
Like, that's not fair for someone I'm dating to be like, I still am in love with my ex and want to get back together. If she called tomorrow.
You should be Taylor Swift. We are never ever getting back together.
Way.
Oh, never ever
getting back together.
Yeah, you go talk to your London boy. Wait, so
talk
now that we know this
me.
Intimate story about you, why don't you tell us
so
who the
intimate.
Fuck you are?
Who the fuck I am?
Who are you? Who are you? Who you want to be?
Boom, boom, boom.
Bing, bang, boom. The pinball machine goes.
What the fuck does any of that mean?
So who were you growing up? Like, who is this?
Morgan, don't ask stupid questions you already know the answer to.
My best piece of advice and treatment for you would be to just stop asking stupid questions all your life.
Wow. Interesting. I'll write it down.
I'm going to leave it. Don't let that stop you.
Okay. Growing up in school, as you may have done, as many Americans do each and every day, what was your vibe? Like, who were you as a kid and who were you even as a teen?
Great. I've said this a million times, and I think I've said this to you, that I feel like I've lived, like, eight lives since I, like, was born.
Uh-huh.
So as a kid, I was, like, super athletic. I was, like, a jock,
yeah,
huge
you are
jock.
A jock.
2007 Colorado Athlete of the Year. Thank you
really?
So much. Yes, 100%.
For lax?
For all sports.
Wait, what else besides lax did you do?
Soccer, field hockey, basketball.
Oh, my God. You should go on a reality show.
I should.
And
call Bravo.
I will call Bravo.
Okay.
Or so, even Survivor.
I could be on Survivor. I hate that shit.
I want to go on Survivor, but I don't want to get wet.
And I always want to get wet. That's a girl thing.
Hey,
that's a lesbian thing. So anyway, so I was a big jock. Then in college, I played sports, D1 sports. and was straight and like in a sorority and like had a very serious boyfriend who I dated for 2 years and like it was really beautiful and I like enjoyed having sex with him and all that. I just didn't even think being gay was an option.
Totally.
Skipped to senior year. I quit lacrosse, started doing improv, loved it. Met a girl at a comedy club in Raleigh that was gay and like fell in for her and like would drive 30 minutes to Raleigh and like lie to everyone and like go try and kiss her.
Yeah.
And then after school, I became a rave girl and I was really into rave culture.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In Cal?
No, this was right post college.
In North Carr?
This was in New.
Okay.
This was in New York. I went to the Electronic Zoo and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
This was like a little bit before I met you.
Yeah.
So then I was really into drugs and like partying and like raving.
What was Mall?
For 2 years. Yeah.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Love it to D.
A lot of the M. A lot of the M, damn it.
Yeah.
And then Pat and I have some stories.
Yeah, we have stories as
well. About y'all's nights?
Yeah, we've got some wild
stories. The nights
stories
we'll never forget, but the friends will always remember.
Yes, exactly. So that was my rave days. And then that was post-rave, was like really diving into comedy and doing UCB and stand-up at the same time. And then I did Bonnaroo and I was like touring doing stand-up for a while.
Yeah, I remember that.
I came out in the midst of all of that as bi and was like totally gay.
I met you had a boyf, kind of
had a boyf, probably. And then I came out late around like 25 or 26,
and that's what I did.
And then had a couple years that were just like a little bit of a mess, I would say. Mm-hmm. And then got sober around 28, and now it's been like a whole new journey of who I am, sober and like on my shit and on my game and living in LA. Now I'm an LA girl.
Yeah.
And we're figuring it out. So that's, if you count the number of lives.
That's literally
she's an LA
I've
girl.
Actually been keeping track. Let me carry the 1 million lives.
And the $10 million question, who do you want to be? What's your dream?
Who do I want to be? I want to make this is so fucking gay. I'm so gay. I want to make a difference with my art. That sounds really fun and stupid.
That sounds beautiful to me.
Me too.
The show that I'm trying to sell right now, thank you, bragging. I do in Los Angeles. Thank you. That I'm pitching right now is about mental health and addiction. And I'd like to be someone who can be a performer and a writer about that type of stuff and help people in that way. And I hope like this podcast will help people in that way. But like, that's most important to me. Would it be nice to be famous and rich like Taylor Swift?
Yeah, babe. Exactly like
in
her.
In the same way as Taylor Swift is.
Yeah. Did you watch the documentary?
Of course.
Fun and boring.
I thought it made me
I love her to death, but I literally am obsessed with her. I think she's a genius, but it was kind of boring.
Totally.
But agreed. Also,
that's her prerogative. She wanted to keep shit to herself.
I think the point of it was like, listen, Taylor Swift is boring, so leave her alone.
Yeah, let me be.
Let her be.
Yeah. So, but I guess, and then I want to have a family and I want to be married and have
kids. You want kids?
I want kids. I want to carry, which is crazy. People are always like, that's wild. You want to carry? And I'm like, yeah.
You want to go, you want to feel that shit.
I want to feel that shit. But also, like, I don't want to pass along the crazy shit. You know what I mean?
Marriage, kids, house in LA.
I think so. Yeah.
Where are you from? Where's your
Denver.
Family?
I would love
Random
to grow
Mista
up.
Was just there.
Whoa.
I did a show at.
Roommate lives there.
It was a nice theater. I don't remember what it was called.
I did a show at a theater.
Gotham?
I don't know.
I don't remember either.
I was there for like.
I was there for sure 16 hours.
Anyways, Denver vibes. Okay,
I would love to have a family in Denver, but I'm in entertainment. So Los Angeles is kind of the deal. So, I'd like to be successful, have a family, be bicoastal probably. Yeah. And
I think
you'll
have all those things.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sure.
That's what I'd want to be. If you're asking me right now, like probably get back together with
me. Yeah.
Honey, I want you to get back. I'm like, I mean, I don't know.
I like wonder if she'll listen to this.
I wonder if she will. I get so in pain hearing about these stories. It's like love is so disgusting.
Well, me and her are connected on social.
Are you?
You know what I just remembered, actually?
Have you been watching her stories? I don't want to know anything.
I haven't been.
No good comes from it.
Yeah. Agreed. Thank you, Kat.
Yes, I haven't been watching her stories.
Stop watching Red's stories, Pat.
I remember sending... Do you remember when me and you and Mike when I first became really good friends with you guys, Mike's boyfriend then.
Yeah.
I remember when they broke up, sending him this message, being like, I'm like... Just being... I forget what I said, but it was like... It was like something that, like a message that didn't need to be said. It was just like, I hope we get to be friends. Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah. Why do you think you need to, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know why I'm sharing that, but I did that when I was dumb, a dumb 26-year-old slut.
I felt kind of sad when my brother broke up with his girlfriend. I like still liked her Instagrams and I was like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, both my sisters just got remarried, so that's
Really?
Remarried. How many siblings do you have?
I have 3 siblings. They're all married now, or one's engaged.
Remarried, so they were both divorced?
Both divorcees. My parents were divorcees before they met.
Oh, that's cool.
And then they met.
Why do you think your sisters got divorced, and then how did they find love again?
Interesting. I think the divorce for one of them having kids changed the relationship too much to repair. And then she fell in love with a guy who had kids and was her equal. And like they had more fun together than I've ever seen her have fun with anyone together. And then my other sister, I'm not sure. She's very insular and doesn't talk about things a lot. She doesn't. She's also very type A. And like we don't have a very close relationship. So I'm truly unsure why they broke up. I love my brother-in-law and I don't really know what happened. Yeah. But she hooked up with her high school sweetheart, now they're getting married.
No offense to her original husband, but I love that.
Yeah, and there we are.
No offense to her.
I think no.
That's scary, the kids ruining thing.
It's just like, I think some men, and women, when you have kids, your focus shifts completely. It's not about you guys. It's about the kids. So for some people, they're like, wait, but it's me. I need more me time.
Yeah.
And it's just not, that's not.
On their docket.
Yeah, it's not on their docket. The children take over. So it's a horror film I'm writing.
Do you have a type, Mark?
Do I have a type?
Yeah.
Femme.
Oh, yeah. I asked that already.
Femista.
Do you have a shred of bi in you?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Did you date men?
Me neither.
I dated men forever. You missed this. But
yeah. You missed this.
I dated men until I was like 25 and I was in very fulfilling relationships. I very much loved sex with men. It was great. And then and then the second I had sex with a girl, I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, this interesting.
Is totally.
Then I tried to be bi for like 2-3 years. As one does. And now I could not.
That's how I feel about a woman.
So gay.
I'm so gay too. I'm so gay, but opposite.
Growing up, did you feel that way? Or was it like,
no.
Interesting.
I didn't know it was an option.
Yeah.
But I just saw my life like a regular life. Yeah. Man, wife, husband, whatever,
and
children.
Little did you
six
know.
Six dogs.
It was
going
to be the opposite of regular.
It was going to be irregular. Or in other words,
gay.
Gay.
Now, Morg.
Yes.
Do you feel hot today?
Today I feel hot. Yeah. I'm skinny as fuck. And I honestly, I got new glasses.
Yeah, I like those glasses.
Thank you.
And your hair looks really good.
Thank you. It's a new cut. Yeah,
is it a new color?
So I'm
the
call
pants
it.
Are cool.
People love it. I have good pants. I have really good style.
Yeah.
I think if we are pitching ourselves on this podcast,
we are.
I'm a pretty good catch.
Totally.
Pretty great face, I would say. The body has been great since the breakup. Lost about 20 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
You have a confidence about you.
You have a swagger.
I also
That's why
take
you
care
always
of myself more than anything, and that is so important to me.
And you also, I think the reason you always are able to kind of like, you have such a swagger about you.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I mean?
Can I ask you, in terms of taking care about yourself, what would you tell listeners and us
even
are good ways to take care of yourself besides therapy?
Okay. I would
Because y'all know I'm deep in that shit.
I would say constantly like asking for help from friends or people that you think know more than you about life.
Mm.
Checking in with that. I don't know. Are we allowed to talk about...
Can
you talk about it?
Well, I just say that I'm
sober, right?
Yeah.
They're whispering.
I stay away from drugs and alcohol so that I can have a clear mind and like work through stuff with the pain that needs to come instead of numbing it with anything. Don't fuck it away. Don't drink it away. Don't do it away. I mean, literally, pain is the cornerstone of growth.
No, that's not true. Pain is weakness leaving the body.
That's not true. And like, I grow at the speed of pain. So it's like, if you can face your pain, then you should do that. But to stay healthy, I mean, like, I do a lot of work. I meditate.
Yeah.
I do morning pages.
Don't,
I do affirmations.
Stop.
In the mirror. You guys, I almost check myself into a psych ward. So I am doing everything.
Yeah.
Morning
affirmations
pages. Affirmations
in the mirror.
Are you artist way?
No, I do my own.
Should I do affirmations in the mirror?
Yes.
What should I say?
As simple as I'm proud of myself. To as complex as I'm proud. I'm really happy for other successes, and I'm very excited for my future successes.
I'm proud of myself. I just think that I want my arms to be smaller.
Okay, well, this is a less.
Your arms are the perfect size.
When I do affirmations, it's...
You can say, I do have one that says, I have a healthy relationship with food, and I think I'm beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Which is a tough one because I don't right now. I have a very unhealthy relationship with food.
Yeah. I always just say, my art is good, and I deserve to be creative.
That's good.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You do a mirror every day?
No.
Oh.
But I would.
I'd love the opportunity.
Yeah, I'd love the opportunity to do that one day.
But I'm going to lame-o, like, I am going to lame-o say, like, meditation. I only meditate for 5 minutes every morning, but it does clear my head a little bit.
Yeah.
And I do morning pages so I can get all that shit out of me before. Mm-hmm. And this is all before I look at my phone.
Oh,
I put my phone
smart.
Away. My alarm goes off. I put my phone away.
What time
before.
Do you wake up?
Depends sometimes. I mean, my schedule's insane. But. It depends. I guess like usually 8,
mm-hmm.
and then I give myself probably 40 minutes.
Wow. That's the greatest gift.
Yeah, that's the greatest gift.
But sometimes I have to be at work at
8. The greatest gift of all is waking up at 8.
And letting yourself to your affirmations and journaling before you look at your phone and look at yourself in the mirror thinking, I deserve to be creative today. I don't need anybody else but me. I can do 40 pages of this shit. Then I check my phone. Swipey, swipey, got a lot of lies.
Whoa!
Yes, that's right. Now,
yes.
Do you feel hot today?
It's
the same day as.
It's the same day as.
It's early. Hard.
But sometimes even in that, there can be changes. There can be shifts. There can be waves. There can be ebbs and flows. There can be differences, and there can be variabilities. So ultimately, I don't. But I am. This is not even like I am earnestly in a place where I'm like really not thinking about it right now. I feel like, I think it is like I'm have reached this point in my relationship where I truly don't feel like it matters. The only side of it where I feel pressure physically is like, I don't like when I get up on stage and I get down and there's Insta stories and I don't like how I look. Mm. That still stresses me out. And it's
that happens to everyone.
It happens to everyone.
And then when my clothes fit me strangely, that makes me feel like physical anxiety. So that's like something
I understand
through.
That. Mm-hmm.
But I really otherwise, in terms of like romance and self-worth, I really don't feel super attached to it right now. But yeah, I think I feel hot because I'm like in a different city than I normally am and like
working.
Yeah.
Can I tell you that when Pat and I saw each other at the Lyric Hyperion and we fucking lost our goddamn minds. We literally screamed at the top of our lungs and I jumped on him and we kissed on the lips.
Yeah,
and I wanted to do more. It was crazy. There was
maybe a shred's there.
Here's the thing. Here's a shred of there. But it was crazy. I was like, you look hot. You look confident.
Oh, good.
I missed you immensely. My heart was filled with joy.
Yeah,
we kissed
it was
on
incredible.
The lips. It was a whole thing. It was a moment
she
that I
topped me.
I topped him.
I bottomed her.
And then, you bottomed me. And then, I love you to death, Pat Regan. And Kat, you're the best. And you guys, the Seek Treatment podcast is just like, it's going to help the world.
Oh, stop.
We have our fun.
We have our fun.
We have our fun over here.
I would say last plug for being good. For like being healthy.
Yeah.
Dive into your art.
Dive into your art.
That's everything to me.
That's everything.
I'm still at a place where I'm just like, I want my brain to be different. Like there's things about my appearance that I don't believe. Like do you know what I'm saying?
No, so give more. Yeah. Give details.
Like I'm convinced that if I were able to lose 10 pounds, I would be happy forever. Mm-hmm. And I'm convinced that if I gained 10 pounds, I would be hideous.
Yes.
And that's, I don't mean that to trigger anyone. I mean that because that's like, these are the kind of thoughts that go through my brain all day, every day. And it's like so exhausting and I want to get rid of that. And I think, I'm in a place in therapy where all I know is that knowing I want to change that is like a good place to be. And it's going to take a long time to like unbreak these habits that I've been feeling since I was literally like 5 years old.
Yeah, totally.
And I think that's unbelievable, relatable. I'll tell you right now, I said if I had lost 20 pounds, I would be happier than ever.
And you did.
Lost 20 pounds, I've never been less happy.
Well, also,
because also when you get in a relationship, people say you get fat and happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which
I am happy and love.
Happy and fat and love.
And the times when I've been
that's
thin.
That's right, you look wonderful.
Thank you. The times when I've been thin the past 2 years have been when I've been like literally so upset and so miserable.
Yeah. You think about that.
When I, like, have my voice injuries and I, like, am not eating or drinking because I just, like, can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm literally on the floor of my apartment sobbing, like, hitting the floor. I'm mm-hmm. like, yeah, my jeans are big.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. One time I asked my friend who's a personal trainer in Colorado. I was feeling fat when I was in my relationship, and I was like, "You have to tell me, am I actually fat? Did I get fat?" And she goes, "Look, here's all I have to tell you. Like, the happiest times in my life were when I was a little bit bigger, and the saddest times in my life were when I was too thin." And I was like, "Wow, okay." Yeah. So we have to rewire our brains.
Yeah, and I don't want to taint my happiness by focusing on this thing that it doesn't matter.
I know.
Yeah. And especially even just like it has no effect on my life.
I know people say it's like an industry thing, like you have to be skinny. Not when you're a comedian. You know.
Yeah, especially when I'm making my own stuff and when it's about my it's just like I need to chill the fuck out. And I don't the kind of stuff I'm going in for, they've never passed on me because I was like big. Like, that's not they know what they're getting.
right.
Who the fuck knows? Anyways, that's what I'm feeling. This was I'm
Does
so
anyone
happy
have a crush
having...
of the week?
My crush of the week.
Ooh,
this
is fun.
I think I might see Sarah Sherman after we hang out, and I'm just like really excited to see her. She's my crush.
My crush of the week. Oh, I just had a crush of the week. There was someone who was so helpful to me. And they were
was
really.
Was it me?
I went to Umami Burger by myself right before my show on Monday. And I think they were my crush of the week.
That facility?
Oh, no. The waiter that I had.
It's like the facility in general. Are we allowed to say facilities?
The waiter that I. Oh, no. And also, yeah, my crush of the week is also this security woman that I met yesterday who was heaven on earth.
I love that.
Yeah.
My crush of the week is, and Kat, I think you're absolutely wonderful, but I'm going to say Pat.
Pat, seeing you really filled
me with the amount of joy I can't even express.
Me
in,
too.
In that moment, that in that moment was, 15 seconds, yeah. I was like, everything's gone and Pat's here I've arrived.
I'm so excited because that was HP because I was randomly, I'm always late to everything.
And you were
I was
1 hour
early. Early to the show because
truly
I thought
HP.
That it was, yeah.
Truly HP, yeah.
Truly Harry ass Potter.
Yes, Harry ass Potter. And
wait, why is it Harry Potter?
Because they, never mind. So.
But that was truly, that made me insanely happy to see
That was
you.
So good. And that, yeah, that was so great.
And
it was
doing
a perfect
this podcast
timing.
Has been great.
Yeah. We're so good.
We had you on.
This is like
one of my favorite episodes of all time.
Yeah.
It's pretty deep shit when it comes
no,
to
that's
it's
what
fast,
the
that's,
girls and boys and non binary people come to our pod for.
When you talk about this, it makes people feel so much less alone. Even me, even though I'm not going through a breakup at the moment, just knowing those feelings and like knowing, yeah, that
they pass and you don't have to die.
Yeah, that they pass it and people before you have felt the same way.
Yeah.
Catherine, are you mad at me?
Not even close. Morgan, you mad at me?
Absolutely not.
Pat, you mad at me?
Literally no.
Pat, are you mad at me?
Don't even joke, no.
Can we figure it out? We're all good. Then.
We're all in love. We're a thruffle.
We're a thruffle.
If you don't like that, grow up.
Grow up.
This has been our episode. Listen to Morgan's new podcast and Forever Dog.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.